Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night. All right, goddammit. I had to take care of something. Let me put my shit on so I can hear. Okay, let me go over here. All right, you guys. We got some good shit going today. Man, I wonder if you guys know what all this hard work is for. I know it looks like I just sit up and do what I want to do, which I do. Excuse me. But what I want to do is have a good fucking ending to my life. I'm not going to be happy if I'm working. You know, I'm not going to be happy if I'm answering, you know, to somebody. I don't want to answer to nobody, man. I just want to, you know, be me. So what I'm wondering is, why would a person work hard, do all the goddamn things that he's been taught to do to excel, along with all of the other daily tasks that a motherfucker have got to do, and he's still trying to excel? Why would this person want to be identified as regular? I mean, just think about that a second. Why would a motherfucker try to be his best and want to be identified as regular? Come on. That doesn't happen. But y'all do it. You might not do it, but you guys do it. Because, first of all, do you think most of the people in the world, the majority of the people in the world, do you think they try 100% to achieve their goals? I don't. I don't know what the exact percentage is, but I really believe it's well under 20% of the population, if that, tries very hard to get their goals. Yet, most of y'all want to believe we're all equal. Well, as people in general, we are all equal. But as a person, an individual, you can fucking separate yourself from others. You do that by selling beyond fucking expectations. And when you do, you would be silly not to express gratitude or whatever for your accomplishments. Because that's what separates the cream from the rest of the crop. Let me ask you something. Wait a minute, let me see what y'all talking about. Nobody. Boy, you motherfuckers killed me. Really, this is important for me. Who knows best? Let's say you're talking. Who knows best what your intentions are? The person you're talking to or you? Who knows best? I bet you would think that the person you're talking to knows what you're talking about, but does he know better than you what you're talking about? See, what I'm saying is, this is not an easy question to answer. You might think it is, but it's not. The reason it's not easy, because you got this fucking politically correct bullshit going on. Now, if this person thinks you're being mean, he can actually complain if it's at work. He or she can complain that you're being mean. But you may have just said something, get your shit together, man. That's not being mean. But think of this. Being politically correct will go all around the actual questions that's being asked. And they'll put all this what if in it. What if this? What if that? All these scenarios. And they're going to attempt to answer the questions that you asked with all this what if bullshit. Why do they do that? They do that because this country creates buzzwords. They create these buzzwords to make you think along the lines that the country wants you to think. This is why that question would be hard to answer in a political arena. But I'm not politically correct, and I can answer the goddamn question and follow my thinking and see if you agree. Because the person who made the statement knows what the fuck they talking about. Period. They could be right or wrong, but they know what content in the content sense they're talking about better than you. Now, when you hear it, you otherwise, man, I can't stand these gay motherfuckers running around here tripping like that. So I say some shit like that. The person that hear it, filter it through all the buzzwords in their fucking mind. Oh, he said something about gay. He said this, he don't like. You know, all this filtering. And then they're going to interpret what was said to mean what they think. They interpret what you say to mean what they think. Now, if you with that, cool. I ain't with it. What I'm saying is this is totally unfair to the motherfucker that made the goddamn statement. Because at this point, what he was talking about is totally out of the fucking picture. Shit. Motherfuckers. The person that fucking heard the shit, the person that heard it wrongly, they get to go on and on about what the fuck they are thinking about a particular word you used. Not about what you said. What you said becomes almost irrelevant. I believe that if you ain't talking about what I said, regardless if your feelings were hurt or worse, It ain't my goddamn problem. And you ain't finna make me trip. People want to put their thought and their negativity on you. No. If I say the word bitch, I mean it the way I mean it. I don't mean it the way some motherfucker heard it. They do that shit by not fully addressing the statement. That's how they get you to go with these fucking buzzwords, this pure bullshit that most motherfuckers go for. You know, they do that shit. So they gonna take a word from what you said or what I said, and as long as it, you know, it's like a word like abuse, as long as it's something like that, they gonna run with it. And they're going to make it mean whatever the hell they want it to mean. Totally overlooking what you meant when you used the word. So, why would I want me personally? Why would I want a person who has access to millions of dollars to think like me? Because that's what you be asking. As soon as you see a nigga that made the money, you motherfucking want to know why he ain't thinking like you. What's wrong with him? He didn't left the black car. Oh, man, you guys killed me with the shit. The only reason, you know, I would want that if I wanted it is because I'm jealous. No? Okay, let's do a little more talking and see. Because what I'm saying is, how could you not think you jealous when you want someone who has millions of dollars to think like you? You ain't no bad person. I'm not saying that. But you haven't even had access to the thoughts that a person with access to millions of dollars think. I know I wouldn't want a motherfucker who had access to millions to think like me. Even if I grew up with them motherfuckers, you know, like, what's his name? Sebastian, CeCe, or Dick Bad, or motherfucking Confunction. Them motherfuckers grew up with me. Well, not Dick Bad. But I'm saying, man, I just wouldn't want a motherfucker to be like me if he did something to distinguish himself. Man, I don't expect them to forget the way I know I'm growing up either. But I don't know. Let's take Confunction. I don't know if a one band member who really left their hometown and truly made it and remained as they were before they made it. You can't want that. That's impossible to want. That's just you putting undue stress or duress on motherfuckers, because that's what you want. You want a motherfucker that work hard, go to extremes for their craft, end up making some money, and you want that motherfucker to be like you. Come on, man. I just think we should stop expecting that kind of shit. I mean, you look at, not Denzel Washington, but some motherfucker like him. He's been in everybody's face for years, you know, being a great actor and all that shit. What I think, I just think we should be glad people, niggas, one at a time, is getting what they're getting. Period. I just do. And it's just totally, to me, unfair to expect them motherfuckers to deny their accomplishments and say, I'm just like you, man. No, he ain't just like you. She ain't just like you. We just need to stop expecting some motherfucker to be on our level when they clearly are not. They worked their ass off and attained a higher position in life than you, and you should learn to accept it. I can't stand to read them articles about this black person and that black person and what they ain't did and blah, blah, blah. some nigga that did this, that, and the other to come up illegally, sold dope, or whatever. Who gives a fuck? Everything and everyone ain't motherfucking equal, and we need to stop trying to make it like that. You don't know what's best. I don't really understand why we so fucking concerned. You know what? I forgot about Blog Talk again. Hey, man, you motherfuckers ain't gonna call in? Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Any motherfucking way. What I was saying. Oh, everybody not equal. So once an entertainer, a singer, whoever, whatever, you know, once they make it, you got to expect changes in their life, and you can't try to bring them down to your thinking. That's crazy. You really turn that kind of concern up when the entertainer is black, is what I'm saying. Why is it the responsibility of that black entertainer to be a beacon of light for the right thing, in quotes? The right thing for the Kennedys to do would be to give back some of that illegal fortune they got from selling that goddamn alcohol illegally. But do you ever hear motherfuckers talking about that? I don't hear people screaming bloody murder because they sold that fucking alcohol and became American royalty. All I see is they family got to be royalty, but as the black entertainer climbs, what's his name, Jay-Z, Beyonce, all them kind of motherfuckers, we expect them to do or to be so much better than the motherfucking Kennedys or whoever the fuck. When that nigga Terrence Howard or any other black entertainer gets on, it's never accepted as the art they doing. And you don't look at the shit at how much they acting and how good they are at what they do, how much time they spend perfecting their craft. It's always a reflection on the entire race. Man, that nigga's poor. Ooh, the nigga, man. Fuck that. That's racist in itself, but it's the fact that most of the richest families of the world all started off from crime. All the families who became known in this country have a background in some kind of dirty politics, some kind of dirty business deals, some kind of illegal activities. But you motherfuckers don't say shit about them. You want to talk about the nigga that's me to say how y'all motherfuckers are doing. And the motherfucker that's taking your money, you ain't getting a fuck. But you can't do nothing that way. Can't do nothing to me either. Shit. What I'm saying is these black entertainers and athletes that are starting to get money and they're starting to live well, they may be the beginning of royalty of their line, their family line. What I'm saying is, who is to say what motherfuckers deserve what? Because what I'm saying is, if this dope-dealing motherfucker got all his money, woo-woo-woo, and this nigga ain't dealing dope no more, and his family is living off that money, and he done bought some businesses, he done did some shit, because he didn't want to stay in the motherfucking streets. Man, that's what them white people did. That's what they did. It wasn't all school and all that real work shit. Them motherfuckers was doing what we was doing. Not what we was doing, but what we do. 50 years from now, if 20% of the rich-ass black entertainers have families who are able to be in politics and are considered as royalty, and they're able to do some good, how can you be upset at how that motherfucker got his start? You ain't upset at them Packerwoods. You got documented shit talking about how these motherfuckers did what they did to become who they are. Yet, you got some theoretical bullshit about a nigga selling dope or a nigga's robbing banks or whatever the fuck. Then you don't give a fuck. This nigga ain't shit. This nigga that. This nigga ain't looking out for black people, blah, blah, blah. This nigga got to look out for his family. And looking out for his family going to let them motherfuckers have access to the shit their fucking Kennedys had when they access to when they was coming up. And that's the way the shit is built. But no, we got crabs in a barrel. Don't pull everybody. As soon as you get up the wall an inch, some crab grabbing your motherfucking feet, pulling you down, talking about you ain't doing the right shit. That was wrong with this fucking race, as far as I'm concerned. Two-faced, double-standard motherfuckers is all you motherfuckers are. That's why you hear me talk shit. That's why you hear me not believe a motherfucking thing you motherfuckers be saying. Man, you could be doing good for people. What the fuck you think I'm doing? No, you want to think what you want to think. Oh, man, he's trying to turn people into pimps. That's why he's, you know, see, man, fucking make me want to vomit. These black motherfuckers, entertainers, athletes are doing what the great, great, great-grandparents of the Kennedys, the Rothschilds, the Mellon Pond, I mean the DuPont, the Mellon, all them motherfuckers did it. Some of the shit they did was morally wrong, and some of that shit was illegal. But look at the generations, their generations that came after them. Ain't nobody talking about where their money came from. They just talking about how much of it they got. No, this nigga that played basketball, this nigga that fucking sold dope, or this nigga that robbed shit, he ain't supposed to do this shit when he know that how this country came up. Fuck. I ain't mad, y'all. I'm excited about what I'm talking about, man. I ain't mad. I'm passionate. I don't give a fuck motherfucker be turned off because I be cussing and drinking and I don't care. Smoke weed. You know, man, I do everything I ain't supposed to do. You know why? Because I fucking want to. That's what the Packerwoods do. They just want to go sailing and go on a motherfucking yacht around the world. I don't want to do that shit. What I'm saying, isn't that what this country is all about? I think it is. And I think, let me see. Okay, 631, I see you, baby. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening, bud? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
All right, I got a quick question for you, man. I was curious. Yesterday, some dude at my job showed me that they had a male enhancement pill called the Rosebud, and it had double D's on it, man.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you, man. There's a male enhancement.
They have a male enhancement pill called the Rosebud pill?
Yes.
Who has that?
I can find out more for you. I'm telling you.
Bro, for me, man. Hey, hit me back on my email and let me know so I can reward you with that audio book, man. Because that's some big shit.
I will do.
All right, brother, man. Thanks.
Yep,
man, people are motherfuckers,
man. Yep.
All right. People are motherfuckers, man. Now motherfuckers going to use me. Now this one. Some motherfucker was asking me about rappers using my shit. So yesterday, I think it was. And I was telling that motherfucker, well, man, I care, but I don't motherfucking care. You know, because, you know, it's all just exposure to me. And I ain't trying to, you know, I care because the motherfucker wouldn't want me to use his shit without paying him. But I don't care enough to, like, sue that motherfucker. I don't. I care enough to sue these motherfuckers. Watch. Shit. Take my name off and give me some money. Rosebud with two D's for a double dose of this shit. Or for the digital dynamite I got going now. But I'm saying, just listen to me talk to you about this shit. Because I think it's a disservice to our community to expect every black entertainer that makes it to represent the entire race. I think it's a disservice to our community to expect every black ass athlete that make it to be some kind of spokesman. Now, if the nigga want to, fine. We need all we need. Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying the niggas or whoever shouldn't do it. I'm saying we should be having conversations about that kind of shit as fans. You don't hear no motherfucking Peckerwoods talking about some Peckerwood athlete, man, well, why you call him of this old, well, I mean, maybe they do. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just know what I'm talking about. I think them celebrity motherfucking niggas should have the capacity to think singular. And that should be where they start. That single thought is to get their family out of this shit this fucking country put us in from birth. That's what they should be thinking about. Or at least that's what I think they should be thinking about. Now, if we, you know, would stop being so goddamn jealous of their fucking success, because that's all it is jealousy. You jealous of their success. And if we start appreciating the fact that one more black family ain't gonna have to go through this goddamn bullshit. They ain't gonna have to endure what the rest of us always have to endure. We would be all right if we started thinking like that. And I believe we would have more shit. I don't want to say care, but that's what you're gonna make it be. So I guess it's more care for the motherfucking race. More contributions. Not money contributions. Effort contributions. I believe if they earned it, they can be and think and spend it or not. Do it as they want to without any judgment from me. I know motherfuckers would get a right arm to me to know what I know. I just know it. The shit is that serious. I know, well, but I've already have a fucking goddamn right arm. I don't need two right arms because mine is working quite well. So instead, lend me your motherfucking right ear and learn some of this goddamn shit that I know. I got game and I ain't saying to show it. You want some, so be glad. I know it. I know exactly what you want. Any of you who've taken my course and you want to say something good or bad, all you got to do is call in right now. And don't think I ain't going to let you talk. Even if you try to roast me, come on, man. I'm not like that. I ain't finna cut you off because you really said some shit. But I will, you know, let you hit me up and we kick it, plus or minus. See, things I do, I make sense out of shit that don't make sense. Acronyms, you know what an acronym is. I make acronyms out of words, and those word, that acronym, their words, make a sentence. So check this out. I did this because I just wanted to. I got it. Because I'm progressive. And that's what I'm talking about right now. being progressive. But the acronym I'm going to make up is for the word progressive. Now, progressive, that's just how I try to live my life. But the P is for the promise that you made yourself to be up on all life. The R for real, the way you put in effort to be among the elite thinkers of the world. The O is for the outcomes that you're going to start to fancy instinctively. The G is for gratify, which you wisely do for yourself. You don't need no motherfucker gratifying you because you understand how to gratify yourself. That R is for the new reality that you're going to create by being progressive. That E is for expressly, how you gonna, you're reserving the mental lift for yourself. The first S is for succinctly. And this is how you're going to take step after step on the road to a higher plane. And the second S is self. Who else should benefit from the hard-ass work you put in? And that I is for internally, which is where this will do the most good for you. The V is for visualize. Because before you can see it, before you can be it, you got to see it. The E is for expansion, which is what your mind going to do. And that's how you going to feel. Now, what these words read is promise real outcomes to gratify reality expressly and succinctly for self, to internalize your vision, to internally visualize your expansion. Come on, man. Come on. I'm going to do this periodically. You can give me words to do it. I don't care. I do shit. I don't talk shit. I went to L.A. to meet with some people. And I went Thursday. It was actually fantastic. I told them my background, the what, the when, and the why. And, they went for it, hook, line, and sinker. And nothing happened. But what this means is, they're going to come up with a promotional package. And I'm going to either want it or not. If I want it, I'm going to have to pay for it. And if I pay for it, this should really launch me in Sidewalk University. Now, it doesn't sound that good because I got to pay. But these are real people, and I got hooked in with them through some real entertainers, and I'm going to just see. Now, that was Thursday's meeting. Friday, I had two meetings. The first one was with my mentor, and we sat and talked for a couple of hours, and I went to Hollywood to meet with a couple of producers. This was one of those get your pitch in 60 seconds type meetings. Like, you only got time to ride up the elevator with this motherfucker. Now, you want to know how long I meet it lasts? 23 goddamn minutes, which in Hollywood is a full-length double feature. They like the story I'm pitching, and of course I got we'll be in touch. But the producer that I was with, he said, man, that was as good as saying they gonna do it. Now, that could be true, it could not be true. He just told me to stay by my phone, which I've been by, and ain't had a damn call since then. But what I'm saying is, God looked out for me in both of those situations. I am a dude that I accept my bad points, the things that's not good about me, because I have them. But I also know that all my fucking intentions, or as far as my efforts, is straight about being real. trying to get you dudes to see that being real is what it's about. It ain't about none of this fake bullshit everybody be trying to do. Now, in both of my endeavors last week, I was blessed with more blessings to be sold on me, I'm sure, at a later date. There's a lot of things I could be doing as opposed to listening to a couple of brothers that actually have nothing to speak on. I'm just saying, I don't want to debate or you know, just hash over irrelevant bullshit. I try to avoid responding to that, you know, kind of shit, you know, especially with the shit that people just got to say about me. Because I know good, bad, or whatever, or indifferent, it's all goddamn the same. Long as the motherfucker keep them motherfuckers talking about your ass, you're doing all right. The only thing that's really left that really matters in a situation like that is what you know about yourself. And I know everything about me. I know I'm a quality person. I know I got game like a motherfucker. I ain't broke. I take care of everything for myself. I don't know who's right or wrong in any situation. I just know what I think. And if I think what I think and it's on your side, then I guess I think you right. But about me thinking what's right, it's coming from my head. I don't give a fuck, even if I'm wrong. So, since I don't have no calls, and you motherfuckers just don't want a motherfucking ass shit, hold on. Let's see what you got in the chat room. Go ahead and drop the phone number. Oh, man, you know what? There you go. You guys are going to hate me, man. Fellas, I forgot to put the phone number up. No wonder you motherfuckers ain't calling in. Oh, man. I'm telling you, man. Shit. I'll be going fast. I'll be doing too much sometimes. And that's not good. On the real, that's not good, man. You can't go too fast. You got to get your shit to where you can flow smoothly. And what I really need is to be able to combinely use my robe, my computer, my other computer, and all my equipment, and remember to do the shit that I need to do so I can roll, man. But goddamn, I just went back. See, if I ain't on StreamYard, I'm missing what y'all saying. And if I ain't on Blog Talk, I'm missing the calls. So, goddamn, I don't know what to say. But I'm probably going to be gone. I didn't have much to talk about today, but the reason I talked, I just had this fucking thought after I watched some shit on pro black athletes, multimillionaires, and what they need. LeBron, Michael Jordan, you know, and who was the best, blah, blah, blah. Who's doing the most for black people? What kind of foundations do they need? Man, I mean, I can see people wanting that kind of shit from motherfuckers like that. But that motherfucker that, whatever, made the money, whatever he did, he got to want that kind of shit. And 9 out of 10 of them motherfuckers wanted for their families. Their direct family. They want wife, children, grandchildren, generations to come. They want them to live off that shit. They don't want their next door neighbor or another white motherfucker or some other motherfucker in another city. They want their family. They want they family. And that's what we supposed to want. We, look, I'm broke as you. So I would be glad if a bunch of motherfucking niggas that had some money got together and kicked me down. But I don't expect it. And I'm not going to ever participate in any conversation about some nigga not doing whatever for other niggas. I just ain't worth a fuck. I think that I'm doing shit for other niggas. But I think I'm doing shit for other white boys too. Mexicans. Whoever the fuck with me. Because I'm not tripping on black. I ain't against black war for fuck. I'm pro-black. But what I'm saying is my life is just much more exciting than that. Living it the way I live it. And as long as you do it properly, having shit your way is what it's about. That's what life is about. That's why them fucking Peckinwoods stole that liquor. That's why they was doing whatever the fuck they was doing. Because they knew they wouldn't give having it like they want to have it. They didn't want their family having it like this for the rest of their existence. So they took a chance. Just like me. Hey, you guys, this is a short one. But it's a dope one. And I hope you get my message. I'm out.